from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat's volcano coughs up more steam and ash as monitoring for a possible eruption continues. Miami-based exiles warned against invading Cuban airspace and territorial waters, and London's Notting Hill Carnival 95 labeled a major success. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A new vent on Montserrat's rumbling volcano belched steam and ash for a second day today. It forced the authorities to keep in place the week-old evacuation order from the southern half of the island. Montserrat's governor, Frank Savage, said the level of volcanic activity was too high to allow anybody to return to the hazard zones. The southern half of the island was evacuated last Wednesday when scientists warned that there was a good chance the volcano, active since July 18th, would erupt. About 6,000 people left their homes, some for other islands, but most to the north end where they're staying in public shelters or with friends and family. The new crack in the Sufre Hills has issued a constant stream of hot gases and ash, and at least 7 small earthquakes were detected under the mountain late Monday and early Tuesday. The Caribbean Disaster Emergency Response Agency, CEDERA, continues to keep a close watch on Montserrat and the volcano there. The agency has been involved in helping the authorities in Plymouth refine the evacuation and other contingency plans. I asked CEDERA's deputy coordinator, Audrey Mullins, how prepared her organization is to provide the kind of assistance which Montserratians require.
We have worked with the governments of Montserrat and the Pan American Health Organization and the Caribbean Disaster Relief Unit in providing this support to the Antigua government and to some extent to St. Kitts and Nevis and the British Virgin Islands, who are considered to be part of this response in terms of the evacuation of personnel to these places. The major player, of course, here would be Antigua and Barbuda.
Along those lines, what about collaboration with an agency, say like the UNDP?
We have actually been part of what's called the Eastern Caribbean Donor Group, and that meeting was called very early to look at what input members of this donor group would be making towards a Montserrat emergency, of course, within the context of Montserrat's status.
In a worst-case scenario, say, with a volcanic eruption, what would be the game plan for Montserrat?
CEDERA operates at different levels. And at the moment, CEDERA, from the CEDERA response operation, this is classified as level 2, which means that the level of response can be maintained by the National Disaster Organization, and they will ask for specific forms of assistance. However, if we have increased activity from the volcano and it becomes a level 3 response, then in that case, CEDERA would coordinate all the support that would go into the country from the region and also from the international agencies.
I understand your coordinator, Jeremy Colimo, is traveling to Antigua and Montserrat. What is his exact mission there?
Right. He has left to hold further discussions with the governments of Antigua and Montserrat in preparation for the Level 3 response. Already activity has started in Antigua to accommodate any further evacuees, that is large-scale numbers of persons. We are definitely on the alert and preparing for any further response activity.
CEDERA's Andre Mullings. Tropical storm Iris, back up to hurricane strength as it veers away from Puerto Rico, left extensive damage to banana crops in both St. Lucia and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The Ministry of Agriculture in Castries says that a little less than 20% of St. Lucia's bananas were wiped out, with the east coast suffering particularly badly. Losses could go as high as $8 million. In St. Vincent, the Banana Association estimates that 7% of the fruit under cultivation was blown down by the storm. Serious coastal damage was also done. and tropical storms Karen and Louise were formed on Monday, making the first 3 months of the 1995 hurricane season the busiest in 62 years. Neither Karen nor Louise pose any immediate threat to land. A group of 30 Cuban exiles has been rehearsing off the South Florida Keys for a new protest sailing to Cuba planned for next Saturday. The organizers say they expect many more boats to take part in this flotilla than in the previous one in July, which ended in a clash with Cuban coast guards. However, as Ian Bruce reports, Cuba says it will not permit any incursion into its airspace or its territorial waters.
Yes. Occurred in the first flotilla in last July, we will have some vessels around the area ready to act. They have to know that the Cuban people and the Cuban government is ready to face any intermission in Cuban space or Cuban waters.
Rafael Dausa, a Cuban government spokesperson. The organizers of the flotilla say that this time they have no intention of crossing into Cuban waters. Jose Basulto of Brothers to the Rescue says they